5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Burt Show.
I think I experienced a great example of intention versus impact the other day. You want to explain exactly what that is?
Yeah, so we talked about this, extensively over the years, and I don't know where it originated, but it's intent versus impact. So you can have the greatest of intentions, but there's no way for you to really know how it's going to impact somebody. So, and this is because you have to realize we all kind of, a lot of people live in their own world or their own bubble, and they see the world as only they see it through their life experiences. But you have to realize there's a lot of people out there who have different upbringings, different experiences than you. So while your intentions may be well-meaning, it could impact somebody in a much different manner.
So I told you guys that my girlfriend just bought a new house. Very proud of her. And it's been kind of a hassle for her to get in for this reason and that reason. It's been stalled over and over and over again. So she has been living with me for the last 4 months. So her stuff is kind of scattered all over the place between my place and her dad's place and a couple of other areas. It's very frantic time for her right now, right?
It's a hard way to live when you got your stuff scattered all over the place.
So stressful, right? You couple that with her doing a photo shoot. She's a photographer, so she was up in South Carolina. And then we are leaving. It's an early short week, I should say, for us this week because we're going to Kentucky with Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're still doing the show on Friday. We're just doing it from Lexington.
Yeah. But it's a short week for her, so mm-hmm. She's very, very stressed out. She's just got a whole bunch organizing a house, getting your stuff, leaving early in the week. So while she was gone on Saturday to Highlands, I looked in the closet and there's a whole bunch of stuff still unpacked. Like, she's not going to have a lot of time. And she was supposed to, like, be out of the house, I think, Monday, a couple of days ago. So here it is, the weekend, and all her stuff is not packed yet. So I thought I would do the nice thing. And I go to Home Depot and I get one of those wardrobe boxes that kind of has the steel bar mm-hmm. on the top of it that you can hang your clothes on. So I went and I got that. I brought it into the closet and I took her clothes off of the rack to save some time and put it in the wardrobe box, right? Then I organized some other drawers that she had there that she's going to be taking with her to her new place. And I put those in boxes also. She walks into the house after working all night and goes into the closet and sees the wardrobe box and starts breaking down and crying because she felt like in that moment, I'm like rushing her out of the house. And I didn't even see it coming. She's like, first of all, it hurts to see these boxes that we are really transitioning now into this. What we both want is to live in different places. But in that moment, with all of the stress and everything else, she's like, so you really want me out of here, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't my intent at all. It was to try to save you some time so you could get into your new house, man. And she's left in tears. And I'm like, what did I do?
Well, and I know how stressful, because not only that, we had a baby shower. Like, she came straight from work to a baby shower and then baby shower to home. Like, that was a crazy weekend. So I'm sure that reaction, there was other stuff behind the reaction than just seeing the boxes. Were you guys able to talk it through, and were you able to explain what your reasoning was and what your intent was?
She's also in a time of the month right now where chemically things might be a little bit wonky.
You mean hormonally?
Yes. So it took us about 30. I think as she was crying, she realized.
Yeah.
So there wasn't even really a conversation except for me to say, like, that is absolutely not what I was trying to say. And she got it in a millisecond.
Perfect.
Oh,
but
wow.
I also heard your words too. Like, when you're going through that time in your life, like, you know the way that you're reacting is not necessarily logical, but because of the chemicals in your body, you can't do anything about it.
It happened the other day. I was so short with everybody, and I was like, my voice was escalating, and I was just in a place, and I knew. Like, I knew why, but I couldn't do anything about it. I'm like, I feel like I'm a prisoner of my own body.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a bitch. I just am.
This concept to me where you know what is logical, but because of the chemicals going on in your body, you can't hold back. That person is lost on dudes.
It seems so frustrating.
Yeah, I
know you guys are just like, well, you reckon, like, then just don't do that. And when I tell you, it is so hard not to be a bitch. I can't even begin to tell you how hard it is, but
save
it
that.
Is.
Save that.
Yeah.
Every piece of
it. Save it, loop it, make it a dance mix.
DJ it, bring it back.
Play it every 28 days, baby. Every 28 days.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.